Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from six figures to seven figures and even to eight figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call and we'll see how we can help you out. Hello, guys. We're here in the beautiful New York City. We have a mastermind event, and we're here with Carl. Last name is unpronounceable. Vaishi. I know. I've learned Vaishi. So Carl is a top expert with conversion rate optimization, like streamlining your conversion to the point where you're making more profit, more revenue from each click you're getting, from all of the traffic you're getting. So if someone has limited amount of time, like most entrepreneurs, like what things you think they should be focused on? What three like to-dos for every entrepreneur who wants to improve their conversion rate?
Great question. So I think the main thing that they should focus on is like go away from the best practices and the hacks and the like what's hot right now and focus on the foundations. I think like the foundations are now more important than ever, right? With like COVID happening, with iOS 14 happening, all of these unforeseen changes and stuff happening, right? You need to focus on the foundations, on the unit economics, you need to understand the data. So I would say unit economics of the product, like the margins, everything, like down to the point that you understand all of that. Mm-hmm. Not only like the ROAS, but like really the profit and everything. Mm. So like I would say unit economics is huge. Then data, like understanding data of your business. Not like at top level like my ROAS and this is my retention rate and all of that, but like really granular understanding the data of your customers, what makes them buy and everything. Mm-hmm. And I'd say the last really huge to do and also a great foundation is understanding consumer psychology. Because I feel like this is the same thing all the time. Mm-hmm. Like we are playing with emotions and at the end of the day, we are still selling to humans. Mm-hmm. And humans, like the human brain didn't evolve over the past like 25,000 years. Mm. It's always the same, like always the same mechanisms, always the same way that you can influence it, right? So I would say like the consumer psychology is really huge. And if entrepreneurs really want to elevate to the next level, like having a deep understanding of this, we really like increase the game.
So for understanding of that, like what specific like action steps would you say? You talked yesterday about like surveys, right? Is that like one of those like best ways to kind of understand why customers buy from you, right? If you already have like a customer base, let's say someone watching has like six or seven figure business, maybe eight figure business, but wants to improve their conversion rate. So what would be your like action points in that case?
So customer surveys are a great way to like understanding your target audience better, right? When you ask them certain questions that are designed on understanding their pain points, beliefs, desires, and motives, like that's a really great way. But then you also need the understanding of what to do with the answers, right? Mm. Like it's really easy to gather all the data. It's really easy to do the surveys, like everybody can do it. Mm-hmm. But then like having the understanding of what to do with the answers, right? Like if they say ABC, like what do you do with that information? Mm-hmm. And I think like that's again, like where this understanding of like consumer psychology and neuromarketing plays into. For me personally, it was a mixture. It was a mixture of like reading books around the topic of psychology, going to NLP seminars, for example, watching a lot of videos. And then I think like the best thing that you can do as an entrepreneur is like put yourself into like real interactions with a lot of different people, right? For example, like selling your product offline, because then you have a, like a one-to-one interaction with another human being, and you like based on what you're saying, you see exactly like their facial reactions to it, like how they understand what
their
you
objections.
Say. Yeah, their objections, and you get like so much more experience than this like one-to-many direct response game that we are playing, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like when you have all of this experience offline, then you are so much more proficient in taking this experience and putting it online in the one-to-many communication.
Wow.
Because then you really understand like who is your customer, what are they feeling, what are they going through, and what's important for them. So I think like books, videos, podcasts, and then in-person seminars, mm-hmm. and then also like the in-person experience. I think like in-person is really undervalued. Mm-hmm. You cannot really learn experience, you have to go through it yourself. So I think that's the biggest thing really.
Wow, that's such a good point. And I know a lot of founders that, you know, their business started like at a local market, right? And then like they got a validation there and then expanded. Now these are like massive businesses. So it's such a good point. For the Would you say, let's say, you know, so say someone lives like in a distant like city, or maybe they're selling like in the U.S. market, they're not selling in the country they are. So for that purpose, would you say, like, let's say having Zoom meetings or connecting with your customers like virtually, but at least like one-on-one conversations or giving them phone calls, would you say that has value as well?
Sure. I mean, Zoom meetings are a really important step. I think you will not like grasp everything because you still are talking through like a camera and a screen, and you're in like two different environments, right? He's sitting in his home, you are sitting in your home, right? It's completely different environments, and it's so difficult to build the rapport in like real life, right? Like we are standing next to each other, we can talk, I can see like everything that's happening with your body and your face and stuff. And it's really difficult to see this on like the screen. So Zoom meetings are like one step into the right direction, but I think like they are not getting on the same level as like in person. So I would suggest this to like everybody to, if you can, like really do have this like in-person experience with your target audience.
What would be the top three things that you think like 80-20 pretty much of the conversion rate optimization?
Great question too. 80-20, it comes down to three things. You need trust. You need to have a great offer, and you need to resonate with your customers through the copywriting. So trust you can build with everything like showing social proof, showing happy customers, showing testimonials, showing the reviews and all of that stuff, right? Offer, I mean, we all know the offer. You need to have a great offer, great product. Like you cannot have a cheap product and a great marketing, right?
Yeah.
So you need a great product to start with, have a great offer, have a huge perceived value for the offer and the product that you're selling, whether it be like with the offer itself or with like bundling up the product or something. And then last step is the copywriting. And it all ties back into like understanding the target audience and the consumer psychology. Because like you notice from like all of the really great copywriters, like Chris Haddad, Paris Lambropoulos, Johnson Lee.
80-90% of copywriting is research.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's my point. Like it's research. It's really understanding the target audience. With all of the research, that's really huge and really underestimated. And then like the small thing that really makes a difference is that you have the empathy then. And you can put yourself in the shoes of the target audience, right? Because like all of this research is great, but then you really need to understand it. Like when you read through the pain points, like understand what emotions are they feeling, right? And if you can do that, that's like the change. That's how Chris had that sold so much like this dating advice. He was selling these, and this is a man selling like dating advice to a female audience.
Oh wow.
Right?
Female audience.
Female audience. And he did like hundreds of millions of dollars with like the dating advice. So it was like ebooks and courses and books and everything. And like his game, his skill was like the empathy, right? Through huge research, like huge research, but then the empathy to understand like what are they going through in their brain, like what are they feeling. Because then, like, if you understand these emotions and then you can write your copy, like, you know exactly, like, the emotions that you're triggering and then also how to take those emotions and sell to them. Product is maybe, like, the 20% and then, like, the perception of your consumers, like, that's the 80%. And, like, you can do so much crazy shit with, like, playing with the perception. Starts with the creators and, like, the Facebook. Then it goes over to the website with, like, the product images. Then onto the copywriting with, like, the product benefits. Then with a really great offer to, like, increase the perceived value that they are getting. So, like, that's, like, a huge thing, really.
What do you think stops people from, like, so even, like, probably from all you said, like let's say the customer research, like really understanding your target audience, who is selling to in the first place. It's like, let's say it's like 80-20, right? So what do you think is stopping people or like maybe like limiting beliefs that people have that don't allow them kind of like to go all in on this and like truly understand who they're selling to?
I think the main limiting belief is that people always want the shortcut, right? They like everybody wants the shortcut. Everybody wants the easy way out. And with like copywriting and CRO and like creatives at a really high level, like there's no shortcut. Like you need the great understanding, you need the research, and you need to come up with something unique and really, really great, right? And I think that's the main limiting belief, because they think, oh well, yeah, okay, creative sounds really complex, but then landing page sounds really easy, so I can just do some hacks on the landing page and then whatever.
Or
right.
pay someone to do the landing page, right? Which there are companies that do landing pages, but you know, and some of them do a great job, but it's like it's rarely that someone can do or like understand like if you hire a company and they understand like your customer better than you do as a business owner, there's something off. Because I mean, you have to understand your customer. Like, you have to understand why they buy, what products, you know, they would buy next. Like, we listened to yesterday we had an amazing presentation from Ron. Kind of like, they're just launching new products, asking their customers which product they want next, launching those products, and that's how they run like multi 8-figure business, and just like very, very inspiring.
Yeah, and they are doing an amazing job, right? Like, they survey the customers and they understand what they want, right? So like, they ask the customers and then they tell them like, hey, we want these three products, and then they create those three products, and that's how they are successful. Like, one of the main USPs is the huge community, right?
Yeah.
Because like, there are so many people saying supplements, but then they don't turn the customers into fans, right? They have a huge CPA and they may be a bit profitable with like the supplements, but they're relying really, really heavy on like the one-time purchase. Mm-hmm. And like, what Obvious is doing, and that's why they're so f-ing smart doing it, like, they build a community and they have a huge customer lifetime value, right? Because they have, I think, like 60,000 people in the community right now, like all talking to each other. And it's the same with Gymshark, right? You remember when they did all of the brand ambassadors, right?
They still do.
And that's like their thing, how they grew so big, because everybody was buying into the vision of Gymshark and everybody was like proud to wear like the clothes. Same with Obvi, like everybody's buying into the vision of Obvi and having this community, like this sense of inclusion. Because you buy the product and it's not like you only take like a protein powder, but you're in some sort of cult, right?
Yeah.
You're in a cult with like certain values and certain people, and you make connections and friendships, and like that's how they grow the community, and that's why people keep coming back. Just because like what they feel like again. Emotions again, right? Mm-hmm. They feel great because they're part of the community, they have so many friends, and like Obvi branded all of this. So now they have this emotional connection to the brand, and that's why they keep coming back. Because at the end of the day, and this is not insulting, but it's like, it's just a protein powder, right? What you said earlier, it's just like a product that like a lot of people can do.
It's a commodity, unless it's like patented, like very sophisticated, like long time research. But even then, you know, someone else can do it too. You know, it's not like, there's no like products that are not replicable or, you know. So as you said, that makes so much sense. Thank you so much, Carl. Guys, catch up with Carl on Twitter. He drops his like value nuggets all the time. Like his tremendous like value add. He's sharing like everything that's happening behind the scenes with all of these brands. So you can learn a lot. And follow Carl. He's a tremendous guy. And thank you guys. Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from 6 figures to 7 figures and even to 8 figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call, and we'll see how we can help you out.